Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Is over and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on The Fan.
No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis here with the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Packers win 27-18 over the Cincinnati Bengals. They bounce back after the bye week in a game that was
that is what the game was, Tommy.
It feels like it. That was the way. I had nothing really great to say about it, nothing really bad to say about it along the way. And the Green Bay Packers able to take care of business now, 3-1-1. Wasn't it weird, Mitch, that the Packers and the Bengals had the same amount of wins coming into today?
Yes.
That was weird.
2-3 versus 2-1-1. Totally awkward.
Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line 414-677-1250. If you want to join the program, what did you think of the Packers 27-18 victory over Cincinnati? The offense, again, just felt like the most boring 27 points they could find. A big day for Josh Jacobs to get back in the realm. But Mitch, again, another case of the defense just being like bend but don't break the entire game. You're kind of waiting for that one moment where, hey, they really break this thing open or pull away from the Bengals, and they never quite got that moment again in this game.
No, and this is what Jeff Hafley's known for. Like, this is what we saw all of last season. Last season, Jeff Hafley, bend but don't break, keep your team in it, keep the lead, figure it out. And we thought after 2 weeks of this year that it was going to be bend but don't break, but then break somebody else.
Yes.
Break Washington, break Detroit like they did. And then Cleveland happened, then Dallas happened, and then even today. No, again, they didn't force any turnovers, right? No turnovers
today? No turnovers again.
No turnovers. They give up an 11-minute drive to start the second half. I'm not saying things are broken, and I'm not even saying things are bad, but a bend but don't break defense that adds Micah Parsons and is still just a bend but don't break defense doesn't seem that special to me. Like, 3-1-1 is good, but they just don't seem that special to me right now.
And the only thing on the defense highlight worthy today.
He rhymed the back. Second down goal. Flacco to the air. Hit by Dennis! He's sacked back at the 10. Losing 6. That's his first sack of the season.
Lucas Van Ness, wow. His first sack of 2025. Highlights courtesy of CBS. Kevin Harlan on the call today. Want to join the show? Go on ahead. Nicolay Law Fan talking text line 414-677-1250. Joining us right away here on the Nicolay Law.
Let's go.
Talking text line. Mr. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, live over at Lambeau already. Mr. Pfeiffer, how did you enjoy the game? When's the last time you've been to a Packer game, Mr. Pfeiffer?
It's been a while. I don't know when, but yeah, it's been a while for sure.
Did that feel like an insanely boring 9-point victory for Green Bay? And every time you just wanted them to really separate and get away from it, they never got to it again. Like, what was your first reactions to Packers-Bengals?
Never take a 3-year-old to a Packer game. That's my first.
Dude, we all could have told you that. Come
good
on.
Call. Good call.
Yeah, just screaming and angry for 3 hours. It was fun. We left at the 7-minute mark to get in our car, and now we are sitting in traffic currently.
Brutal.
Yeah, it was great. I will say that as far as this game goes, I was really concerned that Tucker Kraft was hurt, and I missed it at one point until he scored the touchdown. Because yet again, another week of not having Tucker Kraft involved in the offense.
Yep.
Like, for the love of God, what did he do to not be involved in this offense? I understand he has a love affair with Romeo Doubs at this point. Jordan Love does, and that's fine. But Romeo Doubs is not a game breaker necessarily one way or the other. He's a very good player. Fine. I'll give him that. But he's not a difference maker, and they desperately need Christian Watson back to this offense.
Yes, sir. Kidding
me too, but that's not going to be until Thanksgiving. Hopefully you get Christian Watson back maybe for this next game, and this offense gets on track. That offense was nothing special today at all.
Well, Pfeiffer here with us. Go ahead, Mitch.
I was going to say, in the second half, when they needed to respond to what the Bengals did, they did put points on the board.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, in that first half, to go up 10-0 at halftime, I mean, I don't know how anyone kept their eyes open in that first half. It's just like, it's not like the defense did anything special. Cincinnati was that bad, and the Packers were almost as bad.
The other thing, too, about this is, you know, Van Ness gets that big sack, and that was nice. But you didn't really see much of Micah, did you? Maybe you saw it on TV, but being there watching replays, I didn't see a ton of Micah Parsons.
No, it was very much the effect of, he's the guy applying pressure. And they obviously, every week it feels like now, Joe Flacco probably drilling this into Zach Taylor's head. It's all drawing up quick pass plays against Green Bay.
Everything is quick.
Everything's a check down, quick slants. There's nothing that can develop down the field because they don't want to have any sort of time. And on top of it, it looks like it on TV at least. You can tell that it wears down that front seven a little bit too. They continue to do just quick, easy plays, and you exert all this energy. And then by that third down, it doesn't seem like they get home as quick as you would like them to, Pfeiffer.
I agree with you on that. And, you know, and the other part about this, too, is when we talk about this Packers defense and what they're going to do, thank God Hobbs was out there today. That, I guess, helped a little bit to balance off Keyshawn Nixon and not putting it all on Carrington Valentine. You also have to remember that this is Flacco's second time in just like 3 or 4 weeks facing this Packers defense.
Yeah.
And I believe Micah Parsons still doesn't have a sack on Joe Flacco unless he had asked after I walked out.
Nope.
He did not get one.
So he still doesn't have a sack on him. So that still didn't end up working out at the end of the day. But part of my thing on all of this is at some point here going forward, when do they unleash Edgerrin Cooper to go get the quarterback? Like, when do we start to see that part of this package? Like, are we waiting for the second half of the year, so forth? What did they do in the bye week?
Yeah, like well, that, and you saw it with you saw it with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons was lining up in that middle linebacker mug blitz way more this week.
True. Yeah, that is true. But for me, outside of Micah and Rashawn Gary's getting paid a lot of money and all that, I just think Edgerrin Cooper could be unbelievable if you started sending him on blitzes and doing fun stuff like that. We'll see if we get to that at some point, but they scored more points than I thought they would, the Bengals. Yeah. And obviously Flacco has more complementary pieces to play with in Cincy than he did in Cleveland, so you knew they'd have more success in the Cleveland offense. The Packers' offensive line, as far as protecting Jordan Love, I don't know if that was anything great to write home about necessarily.
No.
Watching it in person.
No, I don't think it was either. But I will say they did get the ball into Josh Jacobs' hand, and Josh Jacobs, you know, definitely at times today looked like Josh Jacobs. Didn't look like the 3.3 yards per carry Josh Jacobs, but did look a little bit better. Now, he ended up 18 for 93, a 5.2 average. I think that's more of the Josh Jacobs they're looking for.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, you know, you get Golden involved early with a couple of plays, and then you go away from them until the, what, second to last drive of the game.
Yeah.
He gets that 31-yard catch, but prior to that, he was non-existent there in the second half. That's, again, I do not understand what exactly is going on here. Like, the goal of this should be to get your playmakers involved.
Yeah.
And with all due respect to Romeo Doubs, if you're giving me the option of getting the ball in Golden's hands or Doubs' hands, I'm picking Matthew Golden.
Well, and on top of that, I feel like I'm watching a 2015 Badger game now every time the Packers play. It's a jet sweep, orbit sweep type motion, just like to eight different guys at some point. They tried it with Golden on a couple of occasions. Savion Williams got one. Even Bo Melton got one. At some yep. point, you can't run four jet sweeps in the same game because everyone knows it's coming at that point.
Or you have to play something off of it.
Yes, yes.
So exactly. If you're going to do it and you're setting up something later off of a fake jet sweep to hit a play down, you know, the opposite sideline or something, that makes a lot of sense if you're using it to set something up later in the game. And quite frankly, I'm not sure that he has done that to this point, that being Matt LaFleur.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer live from Lambeau. I went to the game today here on the Green Bay Football post-game show. How'd you feel Jordan Love played, Spark?
That pass from Luke Musgrave, I still can't believe I saw that pass. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody in the stadium went, really? Because he just doesn't throw passes like that. Yeah, some guys around the league, you'll see, you know, airmail things. But for the most part, that wasn't the case. And he airmails that ball and then hits Golden and
yep.
stride down the left sideline after that on the wrist spine. Like, don't worry, I still got it. So I thought Jordan Love played fine. You know, he had the ill-advised throw to Dobbs that got tipped that ended up with the interception. I was happy that he used his legs a little bit more today. You know, got a first down running the football. If there's nothing there, get out and run. Pick up 6-7 yards. You want to continue to see Jordan Love do that moving forward. And again, don't take a big sack. Throw the ball away if need be or get out of harm's way one way or the other. And for the most part, I feel like he did that.
You know, you mentioned the legs, and you'll see when you watch it back, he had another, you know, he used his legs toward the end of the game as well. But my concern is, you know, you just brought it up, the Musgrave and then the Golden throw. Like, we know he can be super accurate, but he knows we also know he makes bad decisions, and sometimes the ball just doesn't go where he wants. And I'm just concerned that that's always going to be Jordan Love, and that against better teams, that's going to end up burning them. Where we want, you know, yeah, we want perfection every time, but we want just like, you know, more than competence. We want really good. We want great. And there's just too often that he just does something where you just scratch your head and say, how did that happen?
Okay, so let's just be honest and realistic with ourselves, right? So he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. That's just not going to happen. He's going to play closer to what Favre played. Like, if you're trying to figure out who he is between those two, he's probably closer to Brett, where he might make some head-scratching throws from time to time. And then at the same time, he's going to fit a ball somewhere where he maybe didn't think, and everybody's going to go crazy. He's going to use his leg probably a little bit more closer to Rodgers than maybe than Brett did from that perspective. Is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? We'll see. I mean, it's a long ways to go before we declare that. Right now, obviously, no. But guys, I mean, my God, prior to last year, Josh Allen was throwing interceptions all the time, too.
Yeah.
Mahomes is still throwing interceptions all the time. We're coming off a guy that threw no picks in Aaron Rodgers That was an anomaly in this league. We've got to loosen up here and give Jordan Love some breathing room to do what he's doing. Because, again, you know, they win the game, and we're all going to harp on, well, you know, he had made a bad throw, and then he threw behind, and that's what everybody's going to harp on versus all the other stuff he did. I feel like he's going to get a bad rap in this deal no matter how long he plays until he wins a ring.
Yeah.
Then once he wins a ring, then everybody's going to have to just figure out how to shut up moving forward.
It makes total sense. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, have a good rest of your night, my friend. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, all right?
Tomorrow, Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound. You and me and every other person getting ready for game one of the NLCS. NLCS, I said.
Mm-hmm.
So, if everybody's flustered about the Packers and all that, don't worry. NLCS tomorrow. Let's go.
We'll be there. There he is. Have a good one, Spark.
Doodles.
There he is. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer jumping off the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. Greg in Waukesha, you're up next here. Greg, how are we doing tonight, my man?
Well, still a little bit upset. I'm a spoiled Packers fan, I will admit it. I really would like to have seen us score 30 points. I don't know why 30 points is my, score for the Packers, but we're so used to games where the Packers do score that. I think for the most part, I mean, the defense was played pretty well in the first half. My concern is, and I hope LaFleur will add a little bit more in, Jordan Love needs to do a little bit more trickeration. And I don't know if he even has that word in his vocabulary. We saw a little bit of that today, but here's my question to you guys. Can you guys ever see the Packers, like, utilizing the flea flicker? And I'll hang up with this, but utilizing, and I don't even know, being a blind guy from Waukesha, I don't know myself, but what a flea flicker even is. So if someone could describe that to me, but can you guys picture that LaFleur using Jordan Love that way? And I think Sparky's right. We're looking for Jordan Love to be Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, and he's not going to be. So anyway, that's the question about the flea flicker, but thank you, Thunder and Tommy, for hosting this, and I'm following you guys all the Brewers postseason, which hopefully will last well into October.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Greg's great. I've met Greg before.
Yeah, great dude. Yeah. Great dude. Yeah. I think Greg is saying something when he says trickeration, right? I think the line he's actually looking for is vanilla, right? The offense looks very vanilla. Yeah. And the creativity and the Matt LaFleur as the offensive guru, like, 27 points. Like, you can't really say the offense was super, like, out of the ordinary. You know, it wasn't struggling by any means during that. But you're looking for something that makes you think, oh, wow, like, that's a special play right there, right? You're looking for that Ben Johnson-type moment, those Sean McVay. Like, there isn't a lot of creativity. It's just all built on vanilla and efficiency, it feels like, and that's why Greg is trying to have some sort of flea flicker happen, just to give you a little bit more excitement, a little more juice to this offense, Mitch.
Well, and I think, you know, what we were so used to, and these aren't exciting plays necessarily, but Aaron Rodgers either gets 12 guys on the field or draws somebody off sides and then chucks it to Jennings or Nelson,
yeah,
right? And that happened once or twice a game. Every single game, there was the opportunity for a big play. And I think the problem right now that we're seeing with the Green Bay Packers team is that there's no big plays. And yes, we know Jaden Reed's not there. And we know Christian Watson's coming back. So they really don't have a big play guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what fans are seeing, is that we see other teams hit a big play or at least have the opportunity for a big play. And the Packers have not been able to hit big plays. Now, Golden, I'd say, does feel like he's changing that a little bit. You know, 3 for 86. That's almost a 30-yard, that's a 27-yard average or 29-yard average. That's pretty good. That's close
yeah.
to big play.
Well, you know who also did that? MVS, right? He was like, that's an MVS stat line, yes, if I've ever seen one.
Absolutely.
Heading over to the YouTube chat, the dugout, the locker room, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Brett chiming in saying, Packers played a C-minus game. I feel like C-plus is probably a little more, maybe B-minus.
I mean, is C average?
C's average.
Then they played a little bit better than that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Think they played a little bit better than average.
I think a B-minus.
Over here,
not
Fitz,
great. Not great.
Nice win, but given the way the defense performed, I think we should all lower our expectations for this year. Steven saying here, great game to give some teaching tape a bit of the bye or out of the bye. LaFleur's teams usually lose games right after the bye. I will take it.
That's not untrue.
Yeah, there has been some flatter games after a bye, for sure. This run from Fell, Jacobs TD, Kraft TD equals fantasy win. Mitch, I know you were concerned. Ooh. Good to get the W, but I would have liked to see it be lopsided.
Yes,
long
agreed.
Stretches where Love doesn't go downfield. Everyone concerned? Question mark. I'm not concerned. Concerned yet. It's too early to be concerned. This was the fifth game they have played. This is not even a third of their season yet for Green Bay. I think that there will be time to be concerned still. Mm-hmm. So
sure.
If you are concerned now, there's a lot more to get to.
I would also argue with that is there were numerous times where it looked like everyone was covered.
Yeah.
Right. Where you know, we don't have the all 22 and they don't always show us the right angle, but it looked like Love is there. And I don't know exactly. I don't know how to feel about the offensive line right now, Tommy.
Oh, I have some thoughts.
Okay.
I have some thoughts. And just to even go off of it, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about it on that third down run play where it was the play action and they were expecting Josh Jacobs to be open. He wasn't open and Jordan Love had to run for the first down. Really carried the team.
And made a great move.
Great move. That's about the trickeration this Packers offense has right now. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis joining me here. We'll take you up to about 8 o'clock or so today.
Thanks for having me, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so weird sitting in this chair. And Sparky was like, oh, yeah, I'll come on whenever. Burned himself in the first segment.
Yeah,
we'll get to it. No Ryan Wood today either. It's his first game he has ever not attended as a member of the Green Bay Press Gazette. 199 straight games. Broke the streak on 200 right there.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what he said, at least.
You know what? He wanted something in common with Tom Brady. Pick number 199, 199 games.
There it is.
You know, if we could all be in the same sentence with the GOAT, I think we'd take it.
It is the Green Bay Football Post Game Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll go inside the box score right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go inside the box score. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Packers take down the Bengals 27-18.
Mason, dummy.
Before we go inside the box score, heading out to the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. If you want to be a part of the show, Tony in Texas, you're live here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. How are we doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tommy. You know, Matt LaFleur's got his hands full. Not as bad as Luke Fickell does right now. That's
yeah,
a different story.
Good point, good point.
You know what? This team is just underwhelming. There's no knockout punch. There's a lack of urgency. They come off a bye. They really should be 5-0. The schedule has not been very difficult at all. We thought it was going to be a tough schedule. It hasn't.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that this team is playing up to their expectations. I know they've been banged up, but everyone's banged up. They did miss Devontae Wyatt today. I agree. But correct me if I'm wrong. Did they have their preferred five offensive linemen today?
Well, you bring that up, Tony, and they were rotating a lot in the beginning between Ryan and Morgan at guard. Yep. But other than that, yeah, they did.
Okay.
But
the overall
answer is no. They did not have their preferred offensive line out there. Walker was not in.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Walker was in. At guard, they did.
They don't know who they want between Ryan and Morgan.
Do they not want either of them?
I don't know.
All right.
This might be a terrible analogy, but I feel like sometimes Jordan loves the trust fund baby. Like everything's got to be perfect and honky dory, and he's going to be okay. But if the offensive line's not there, the running game's not there, receivers banged up, then, oh man, Jordan Love's in panic mode, throwing off his back foot. And then other times when everything's perfect and set up great, he looks awesome. So I don't know what to say about this offense. I thought it was nice to see Josh Jacobs get going.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden, I do like Golden, but I got to say this again. The guy does not want contact. He goes out of bounds and lets the clock run after a nice catch. I'm like, these little things, Tommy, I mean, there's just, they add up. And it's a bad Bengals team, a wounded duck. I mean, that is not a good win. That is not a good win.
I don't think it was a terrible win, but I almost like your trust fund baby analogy. Mm. But instead of Jordan Love, I feel that way almost about Matt LaFleur, it feels like right now.
Interesting.
And
perfect.
And right, maybe that's not a healthy thing to feel about your head coach either. And what does it matter if it is your head coach or your quarterback? But there was some nice improvisation, I thought, in the running game with his legs from Jordan Love today. And while he had that throw missed to Musgrave, immediately after, he just dots up Matthew Golden like we've seen the last two quarterbacks do. But I don't know if it really does feel like this team is missing Christian Watson and Jaden Reed bad on the offense right now, Tony.
Yeah, I agree. Once Watson's back, you got that deep threat. I do like your point about LaFleur. I mean, LaFleur, okay, I don't think the Packer fans are always the brightest at home. We're making noise when we're on offense. And LaFleur is not locked in on the play. He's trying to tell the crowd to be quiet.
Yeah.
Why does that annoy me? That annoys me. it gets on my nerves. Like, call the right play, coach your team. The fans want to be idiots, fine, let them be idiots. But we just, the team has just got to stay focused and play four quarters of football. And, you know, they're 3-1-1. They really should be 5-0. I think they're a playoff team. They're not a Super Bowl contender right now.
Tony, thanks for the call, my man. Have a good rest
of
your night.
Bobby. Take care, buddy. Go Brewers.
Go Brewers. There it is. Tony in Texas jumping off the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Let's go inside the box score here on Packers-Bengals as Green Bay victorious 27-18 over Cincinnati, which is the most important stat, the win, right, Mitch? That's the most important.
Yeah.
Jordan Love.
I'm still thinking about this trust fund baby situation.
It's
gotta think about this.
Not a terrible analogy
it's
from
not,
Tony.
It's not.
Jordan Love, 19 of 26, 259 yards, one touchdown, the one pick on the first drive of the game. Passer rating over 100 again, 101.3, sack just one time today. Josh Jacobs, this was his game, 18 carries, 93 yards, 5.2 average, two touchdowns, his fifth multi-touchdown game as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love second with 26 rushing yards. Most of those, all of those, if not coming on scrambles. Matthew Golden, we talked about it. He got a couple of end arounds, 2 for 16. Emmanuel Wilson, 3 for 11. Bo Melton got an end around for 3 yards. Savion Williams got an end around for 3 yards. And Chris Brooks had a one run for 1 yard.
Tommy.
Yes.
Can I say I'm like over the end around? I know you kind of mentioned it too.
Yes.
Like, that's like.
It is the Jazz PV end around that we would see with Wisconsin with Paul. That was the most creative Paul Chris would get. Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like those are the most creative plays right now that Green Bay has.
And it's great when you score 70 against Nebraska in the Big Ten Championship game, and it works in that game. But you don't do it over and over again. I just don't. I don't love it. When it popped up, I was driving here, and I hear Bo Melton, and I'm like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Right. That was the most creative play they had in their bag today.
If you're going to give it to Bo Melton, give it to Keyshawn Nixon.
It feels like we're just trying to find, like, it wasn't an overly impressive day. And again, if there is a serious positive to get after, it is that Josh Jacobs seemed to have found something. But even in a game where you want to control the game, right? You're Green Bay. They just had the Bengals did. They had a fantastic first drive, the Bengals, out of the second half, right? They take like 10 minutes up away from
plus.
Green Bay, and they get points on the board. They score the touchdown. And Green Bay, like, that's how does Josh Jacobs not have 20 carries in a game that you win by 9 and we're controlling the lead most of the game? He had a double-digit lead again in there. They got him a little bit involved in the pass game more than they typically do. 5 catches, 57 yards.
I mean, dude had 150 yards from scrimmage. That's a good day.
The team ran for 150 yards. I mean, but
you're right.
It just didn't feel the same way. The offensive line doesn't get the push like a Philadelphia Eagles line last year or a Dallas Cowboys line when they run the football.
When they were really good. Yeah.
But they put up 150 yards on the ground, 153 yards and a 4.6 average. Like, why is that not more impressive to us, Mitch?
I just think because of the way it's done, there's no, you know, your long is 16 yards.
Yeah.
There's no bust out run. There's no 20, 30 yard run. Josh Jacobs, if you look in his career, those were runs that he made his bread and butter on with the Raiders. And he even had a bunch of those runs last year. For whatever reason, you know, and I think part of it is like what we talked about. Those end arounds, you're just getting stuffed out. You know, you're getting snuffed on those. And so those aren't getting big yards. And so against the Bengals in a game that you really did control and you end up winning by 9, you could have maybe won by more, to get 153 yards is good. But I also think, you know, we talked about why you were yelling at the TV in the fourth quarter, why are they passing? And there's a play, 3rd and 2, with, 3 minutes left?
Bless
you. And Love missed Golden, or Golden wasn't open, or I don't know what happened. In that situation, I know that the Bengals are gearing up for the run. But if it's 3rd and 2 and you're up by 14 or you're up by 9 or you're up by whatever, 6, I don't even know what they're up at the time. Don't you run the ball there on 3rd and 2 to, you know, part of it is that they're not busting anything. And the other part is that they're not imposing their will.
Mm.
Like Josh Jacobs is getting good runs, but it still doesn't feel like the offensive line has gelled. It doesn't feel like the Packers offense is imposing its will on other people. And that's what we expect to have happen at this point.
It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Brett commenting on Twitter. I feel it was a pathetic effort despite the win. Thank God you'll be talking about the Brewers' victory to advance instead of this game. We will be talking Packers this whole show, but we will be live at Kelly's Bleachers for Wisconsin Sports Daily and the leadoff show 2 to 7 tomorrow at Kelly's Bleachers. Ooh. It'll be the full 3-hour Wisconsin Sports Daily and then a 2-hour leadoff show getting you ready for game one of the NLCS. Football mom commenting in, what is going on with this defense? We didn't get the ball in the second half until there was less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And John commenting, I still don't understand the LaFleur propensity to take a timeout or have a 2-minute warning. And then you have to immediately take another timeout.
It doesn't make any sense.
What in the hell was he thinking with the offense about the first timeout?
All right, so I hear that, but that was the 3rd-and-2 play. And you're up, and it doesn't, at that point, it doesn't hurt you. You're not going to need the timeouts. If you don't see exactly the defense you're looking for, I actually don't have a problem with that timeout and calling a timeout, seeing what you want to do. Then the play call, the pass to Golden, I think was the big issue. Paul writes in on Facebook. Remember, we're at the Fan Milwaukee, on Facebook. He's got defense C+, offense B, special teams A. And I'm looking, we're inside the box score, right? So I'm gonna scroll down, and I'm going to look where it says Lucas Havrasik, 2-for-2 on field goals, 3-for-3 on extra points. How about just give him a hand?
Yeah,
5-for-5.
Needed it.
On the day. No, I mean, his long was 43, so it's not like he kicked a 50-plus yarder. It's not like he made a 67-yarder. But in a game when you find out McManus is not going to play, how about your kicker going 5-for-5? I'll take it.
Green Bay's defense, Edgerrin Cooper leading the way with 11 tackles, Quay Walker with 8, Evan Williams with 7, Keyshawn Nixon, of a day, right? You don't really want your corner this high up with 6 tackles.
No, the Packers... That's bad for the rest of the defense. That's a good job by Keyshawn, but that means the rest of the defense didn't get enough tackles.
They did a good job stuffing the run. Bengals just had 55 yards on the ground as a team today. Mm-hmm. Packers had 5 tackles for loss, 3 passes defended. The lone sack coming from Lucas Van Ness. Yep. Earlier, we played that highlight courtesy of CBS. I didn't even know Nate Hobbs was playing this game, it felt like, which maybe is a good thing, Mitch, yeah. Right? I thought I saw it was all Keyshawn and Carrington Valentine, so maybe a good step in the right direction for Nate Hobbs during this process, too, because you didn't necessarily know what you were getting out of him during this time. But that was inside the box score. Danny Whelan, nice job punting today,
yeah,
Danny.
Yeah.
Punters are people, too.
Well, and one more inside the box score. You know, the Packers came into the game averaging a league low, giving up 77.5 rushing yards per game. And they gave up, what, you said 55?
Yeah.
Which is very good, and that'll continue. And I know they're facing him for the second time in 4 weeks. And so maybe there's some familiarity there, knowing that you go to quick passes. But for Flacco, you know, 29-for-45, 219 yards, 90.9 passer rating. Like, if Flacco can do that to the Packers, what are good quarterbacks going to do to the Packers? What are great quarterbacks going to do to the Packers? I'm just a little worried if Flacco can have a pretty clean day. No interceptions, 1 sack. What are good quarterbacks going to do against this defense?
Yeah. Coming up, we'll hear from the quarterback, Jordan Love. He talked to the media already today. Get you some of that to play on the other side, awaiting Matt LaFleur as well. You'll hear from the head coach and the quarterback in the next hour. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow to The Fan, Green and Gold Monday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. It'll be inside Wisconsin sports with our guy Josh Albrecht, Mitch Nellis in for him as well on the program. We have 9 a.m. to noon. That is 9 to noon with Kuhn, Rami Makhlouf, John Kuhn, Brandon Snide producing that program. 12 to 2, The Mason Crosby Show, new slot. But it'll still be here all the time on The Fan. And, of course, Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We will be live at Kelly's Bleachers for NLCS Game 1, Brewers-Dodgers from 2 to 7, giving you all the programming you need, getting you caught up for that. Let's get to some more Packers talk after the break. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Show them what time it is! What?
The game is over and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on The Fan.
It's second down 7, and Jacobs, oh, look it, right down the middle. Touchdown for the second time today. Josh Jacobs, a Green Bay rushing touchdown. 14 yards.
Josh Jacobs, good day from him. Weird to find any positives, it seems like, after this game. Again, like, it wasn't like an underwhelming game all the way.
Survive in advance. Just win.
All right, I'll take it.
I think that's it. Like, that's where we are. None of it matters. It's the Bengals. The Bengals are a mess. They're playing Flacco for the second time in 4 weeks. Like, just be done with it. On to Phoenix, my friend.
On to Phoenix.
And by the way, if the Detroit Lions lose to the Kansas City Chiefs tonight, the Green Bay Packers are in first place in the NFC North.
Which scoring drive was the most important in today's game? It's time for the Drive of the Game, brought to you by Focus on Energy, turning big plays into big savings for Wisconsin businesses. You're listening to the Green Bay Football Postgame Show on The Fan with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Drive of the game.
Drive of the game.
I am going to go with the drive that ended with this.
First and 10 Fake to Jacobs. It's off to the tight end, Kraft. Galloping inside. Touchdown. 19-yard touchdown pass. A catch and run by the tight end, Kraft. His third of the season.
Six plays, 62 yards. Jordan Love hit Romeo Doubs, an incompletion. Jordan Love then finds Josh Jacobs for a nice little check down over the middle of the field, a big run from Josh Jacobs that got them to the 19-yard line that then would get Tucker Kraft his third touchdown of the season. That is your drive of the game. Mitch, that felt like it was a moment the Packers needed to score after it was brought back to a one-possession game. Joe Flacco and the Bengals then would march down 10 plays, 65 yards immediately after to make it a one-possession game again. Went for two as well in that on that drive, and then the field goal makes it a two-possession game for Green Bay.
That whole going for two thing is a weird thing. I don't really understand it. That absolutely, though, was the drive of the game. The Bengals, with their field goal, had cut it to a one-possession game. It was 17-10, and the Packers answered. I know that some people might say, all right, well, it could be the it could have been the Josh Jacobs one, where Cincinnati comes out with a 17-play, 78-yard, 10-minute and 14-second drive to make it 10-7, and the Packers answer with a 9-for-6. 66 and 450, Josh Jacobs to go back up by two scores, go back up by 10. Listen, if you think that's the drive of the game, we don't have to argue that. But the Tucker Kraft, if you saw the play, you know that when he caught the ball, he most 90% of wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends in this league are going out of bounds between the 6 and the 8 yard line there.
Yeah.
And Tucker Kraft turns it up because that's how he always does. He always turns it up to 11 and he puts his head down and he sprints for the end zone, and he gets in. And it's just like, that is why Wisconsinites love him. That is why Packers fan love him. And that is why, as Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will tell you for three straight hours tomorrow, well, when he's not talking about the Brewers, they need to get the ball to Tucker Kraft more.
Can we trade for Robert Saleh? We should have kept him when they had the chance. This is not a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator and quite possibly coaching staff as a whole. Win or lose, this is another embarrassing performance. That comes from the 262. You can chime in as well. Nicolay Law Fan talking text line 414-677-1250 if you want to join the program. I don't know. The defense just doesn't create turnovers. That's the only flaw of the defense, right? I mean, and you can tell that the game plan is get the ball out quick when going up against Green Bay's defense, too. They have a phenomenal front four now. It's a little bit banged up with no Devontae Wyatt. You don't quite... They have great edge rushers, I should say, right? Yeah. Rashawn Gary, though, however, kind of quiet again today, it felt like. Maybe Micah Parsons as well. They'll always say all his numbers are not going to show up on the stat sheets, too, because of the pressures that he creates.
I'm kind of tired of that, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would rather just see him make a play, right?
Now you did mention, and I wasn't watching carefully him specifically, because we know in past games we've heard that, well, he's getting held 10 times a game and they're not getting the calls. There was a play in the fourth quarter where you said, like, he basically got tackled.
Yeah.
And it's like at some point, I don't know if it's LaFleur, I don't know if it's Micah, I don't know if it's Halfley. Somebody's got to get him the flag. Like, somebody's got to get him a big holding call when it counts.
Jordan Love, quarterback of your Green Bay Packers, speaking to the media earlier today, immediately after the game. Let's hear it right now on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Did that sound like a guy who... like, loves Matthew Golden, who just always is like, oh, I want to find a way to get him the ball? Or does that sound like a guy that even Jordan Love still has to warm up to him a little bit?
Yeah, I think the second. I think that he still has to warm up to him. It's a, you know, listen, Dobbs had 9 targets today. Nobody else had more than 5. We know that Dobbs is the guy he's going to try to force the ball to. Again, I just mentioned Tucker Kraft, but I think Matthew Golden's a great example as well. 3 for 86. Like, dude can get open on a team where not a lot of dudes can get open. You know, Dobbs, a lot of those throws are Dobbs is not open, and Love is trying to force it to him. Matthew Golden gets open. And I think the sooner that he trusts Golden, the sooner that the team trusts Golden, the sooner we're going to see some more special things go on, because we're just not seeing that right now. Like, we're just, unfortunately, it's we're in a place where they don't have that comfort level with Golden. They're waiting for Christian Watson to come back. Jaden Reed's not there. For whatever reason, Tucker Kraft isn't a bigger part of the offense. And so I what Golden's done, what he did against Dallas and what he's now done against Cincinnati, I think he's earned it. I just hope that Love sees it.
More of Jordan Love. Did you feel the difference, Mitch? Did you? Because week one and week two, it felt different.
Yes.
Week one and week two, it felt different. And maybe that was because the Packers had a phenomenal game plan for Detroit and for Washington.
Yes.
But they still don't know. They are forcing. Remember when I said you could write Jordan Morgan in Sharpie on the offensive line,
yes,
but you just don't know where to write it?
Right.
It is, they are just continuing to force Jordan Morgan down our throats, it feels like. And they are screwing over Sean Ryan in this instance.
Not just Sean Ryan, though, the whole offensive line.
Because yeah, I think, maybe.
You know, we've heard from whether it's Mike Wall or TJ Lang or, you know, all sorts of Mason's former teammates who played offensive line, that knowing the guy next to you and knowing where he's going to be on every single play, like, that type of chemistry really matters. That type of symmetry. And when you move guys in and out, it messes with that, even if guys are good. Like, even if they have six quality starting guys, even if Jordan Morgan is a starting quality guy, when you have guys moving in and out, it just messes with that continuity. And I think they have to figure that out and figure out what's best for this team. Because I don't think there's any team in the history of the NFL that has played with, like, guys moving in and out of the offensive line with some sort of, when guys split time.
Platoon situation. Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen, like, listen, if Andrew Vaughn and Jake Bowers are platooning at first against righties and lefties, that's going to come out to the Brewers' benefit. If you have two guys platooning at right guard, that's not going to help the symmetry of that offensive line.
Let's get more.
I'm dropping my highlighter on that.
More of Jordan Love again here. We'll see what else we got of him. Are you okay with Jordan Love thinking he can make, like, one of those plays a game? Because it does...
I want to be.
Right.
I want to be.
Again, we talked about it. That throw to Matthew Golden to convert on third down was a freaking awesome throw.
Yes.
Like, he just put it on a rope to him. It was a beautiful pass. And that one, again, he just had some pressure in his face and tried to make a play happen when right. He shouldn't have. You know what is one thing that he has taken from Aaron Rodgers? Here's one thing that I can tell you is he hates taking sacks. I mean, he just throw it away or throwing it into something. He hates taking sacks, maybe more than he hates throwing interceptions, right? Like, I feel that way about Jordan Love. He's always trying to not be taken down in the backfield,
right.
And that was why that play ultimately happens, is that the pressure got to him, and that was when Hendrickson...
You can throw the ball away.
Yeah.
You can throw the ball away. You don't have to take the sacks. You can throw the ball away. Mrs. Thunder is sitting on the couch in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, saying, throw the ball away. She can see it.
Yeah, but there's got to be some ego to playing quarterback, no matter who you are, where you think... You can make the play. You will make the play, whatever it is. I think that maybe that gets in the way a little bit of Jordan's games at times.
Yes,
but then he also finds a way to bring it back. And maybe I would rather have him make those plays earlier than later in a ball game. We've
right.
seen
Good
him
point.
Do both this year. He didn't do it in the late stages of this game. It is the Green Bay Football Post Game Show. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis here with you in place of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. A little bit more of Jordan Love before we get out of here. There is Jordan Love, a little bit of him speaking to the media after the game today. Packers win 27-18 over the Cincinnati Bengals. I do think that is something you can take away, Mitch, as a positive, is that Jordan Love does appear to be at full health.
Yes.
And the ability to use his legs. Again, it bailed out this Packers team quite a few times today, it felt like.
Well, we talked about that third and two where he was trying to just swing it to Jacobs, but Jacobs was covered and he made that great run. But there were some other ones too. He's never going to be Caleb Williams.
No.
He's never going to be Jaden McDaniels. Just kidding. Jaden Daniels. But if he's a guy who can get, you know, 15, 20 yards a game, and if there's a scramble to be had, he can go get those yards. You know, we know Brett Favre was that guy earlier in his career. Aaron Rodgers was that guy earlier in his career. They were both great athletes. Jordan Love, you don't most guys, I mean, there are big throwers who aren't great athletes, but most guys in 2025 who are playing quarterback in the NFL are good athletes. And they can get out and they can get you those five-yard runs or even you hit the stick sometimes. And whether they're going to slide or they're going to go head first and get the first down or come up a yard short, they're going to get those yards. Tommy, you know I like to chase squirrels, right?
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering, Bucks are up 65-61 at the half.
Nice.
Giannis 10.7
George
rebounds.
Springer led off the ALCS with a homer, too, for the Toronto Blue Jays. They are up 1-0 as well.
I love sports.
On the other side, let's hear from the head coach, Matt LaFleur. Feels like he has a lot of eyes on his performances recently, specifically against the Bengals today, Dallas 2 weeks ago. Maybe after a bye, looking for a little more out of him. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur after this. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What play or plays changed today's game? It's time for the Turning Point of the Game on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Six in the secondary, 3rd and 10 for Love. Here comes Hendrickson. There goes Love. Downfield. Caught by Golden. What a catch. What a throw. Cam Taylor-Britt was beaten. Ball at the 34, 35. Mark him at the 35-yard line of the Bengals. A 36-yard completion.
And Kevin, after overthrowing the last one, you could not have thrown this ball any better than Jordan Love did right there. Excellent coverage by Taylor-Britt.
It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis here with you. That was Matthew Golden connecting, Jordan Love connecting with Matthew Golden on a 36-yard play, highlights courtesy CBS. Mitch Nellis, I felt like that was a fair turning point of the game. You needed a big play there from Matthew Golden, and it was the throw that was right after the Luke Musgrave throw in the ball game, which needed to be made, and Jordan Love made the play.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Jordan Love had to come back there, and he had to make a throw. I think that's a great turning point. I also look at, you know, Cincinnati taking that first drive, that you know, 7,000 minute drive, 7,000 yard drive to score that touchdown. And I like, you know, I look at that drive and all the different plays in it, and it's easy. I think that Josh Jacobs play up the run up the middle, the touchdown, where it's just like, looks like Josh Jacobs, you know, that's where we see he ran. It was a 14-yard run, and we've talked a lot about how we haven't seen a big bust out run. I wonder if that was a play at midfield, if that's a play based on the defense, if that could have been like a 50-yard run up the middle. I mean, it just felt like they got the whole field tilted one way. Jacobs went the other way and was gone.
Josh Jacobs, big day for him. He had his most rushing yards, his best rush yards per rush on the day.
Yep.
Two touchdowns, his fifth multi-touchdown game as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur was at the podium a little while ago. Let's see what he had to say after the Packers come away with a 27-18 win over Cincinnati.
Unless your name's Romeo Doubs, bro. That is not true. That is a bold corn cop-out answer
Devontae
by Matt LaFleur.
Adams was right here, too.
Of
like, you want to go?
Done that.
Josh Jacobs? Do you not try to force it to Josh Jacobs at times when it's working well? Man, I'm telling you, like, I just feel like I'm drifting away, and I shouldn't be. They won today by 9, right?
Yes.
And to find something, were there plenty of positives in this game? Yes.
Sure.
Like you just said, Matthew Golden, over 100 all-purpose. Jordan Love, 250 yards through the air. His legs look good today. Josh Jacobs, back to over 5 yards of carry. But We're looking and we're constantly searching now for the special in this team. And I don't know if I can find that right now, Mitch. I just don't see it in these last two games, especially last three games, especially for Green Bay. I thought I saw the special in week one. Yeah. And then in week two, it was like, oh, yeah, this defense is never going to give up more than 15 points a game, right? And the offense, if they're just going to spread the ball around, it's going to be great. Like, Matt LaFleur, you got to show that you're going to spread the ball around effectively then if you're not going to be asked to force feed people, right? And that didn't happen today. It was Matthew Golden and Romeo Doubs, a lot of targets, 9 targets, like you said today. I don't think that you can't say we're trying to get everyone the ball. Tucker Kraft gets 2 targets, Dontavian Wicks 2, Luke Musgrave gets 2, Emmanuel Wilson gets 1. Like,
and Emmanuel Wilson's one was one of the worst plays I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
They were 3rd and 2 toward the end of the game, and they threw a 4-yard loss.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Nice.
Well, we'll name an MVP of the game after when we come back. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Your popcorn ripped.
Who was the most valuable player for Green Bay today?
On 3. 1, 2, 3.
Who stood out the most?
Here we go!
It's time to announce the MVP of the game on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Nellis in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Packers win 27-18. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day podcast, just not happy with how people fan on Twitter, it sounds like.
Josh Albrecht would say, don't tell me how to fan.
Right,
that's
right.
That's his podcast.
Yeah, I mean, just seems like he's like, yo, they win by 2 scores. What more do you want from them, right? You know Andy Herman. He's just a jumping joy of positivity always.
That's why
we talk over here to do the opposite of Andy Herman all the time. He'll be on with Mitch Nellis and Josh Albrecht tomorrow, 8:20. Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day podcast. Plus, we'll be live from 2 to 7 at Kelly's Bleachers for Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Amazing.
And a 2-hour edition of the Leadoff Show, getting you ready for NLCS Game 1, Brewers versus Dodgers at American Family Field. That's going to be awesome, Mitch.
Part of me wishes there was a couple more days off for rest or to figure out what the Brewers need to do. But part of me is like, listen, you got pushed to 5, jump right back in. You get to stay home. At least they don't have to travel.
Yeah.
And let's go. I mean, last night was unbelievable. We'll be talking about that tomorrow morning
from
6 to 9 with me and Josh. And it was just, I mean, I was a fan. I was media, but I was also a fan. I was wearing my friendship, Power of Friendship t-shirt. It was unbelievable. But you know what? We had a rest for a day, all right? We had a day off for the Brewers, and we got to focus on the Packers a little bit. And I know people aren't happy, and I'd love to hear what Andy Herman's talking about, how people are fanning. But you know what? A win's a win. And again, I said it earlier in the show, if the Chiefs beat the Lions tonight, the Packers are in first place in the North, okay? So however you feel about the Cleveland Browns game and the Dallas Cowboys game, if the Lions lose on the road in Kansas City tonight, which is going on right now, and the Lions, newsflash, the Chiefs just scored a touchdown to take the lead. It's still early in the first quarter, but the Packers, by the end of the night, by the time I wake up and go on the air at 6 a.m. tomorrow, Packers could be a first-place football team.
Yeah, they could. They absolutely could be. MVP of the game today, Mitch Nellis. Where do you go first, and don't steal mine?
I was going to say, do I have to? So there's nothing I hate more than a game MVP.
There's an obvious answer, though.
I know. I've hated it forever.
But what's the obvious answer?
Josh Jacobs.
No. Oh, wrong. No.
93 yards, 2 touchdowns?
No.
No?
Lucas Haversack, man.
Oh,
the kicker.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Obvious answer.
5 for 5.
5 for 5. 3 on extra points. Yep, hit the 2
right.
field goals in the game. Nothing more than 43 yards.
You're
but
right.
Again, you lose Brandon McManus for the game. Also, Lucas Van Ness exiting in the game. Dontavian Wicks exited this game. Just when you think the Packers get a little bit healthier, always something to worry about on the injury front. But you got Haversack here, who comes in on, again, like a day notice pretty much here when they're working out with him. And he doesn't cost the game. There could have been plenty of moments in. He scored 9 points today. The Packers won. by 9 points, right? I mean, that's him. He did his thing today. He did his part. That's 100% my MVP. Easy enough. Yes, it was great to see Josh Jacobs get back out there and have a game where he does have over 140 all-purpose yards. Matthew Golden, to get him involved in the offense a little bit. And even Jordan Love. I really thought he played a fine game today, maybe just nothing special. There was a couple of throws that were special today, though, in my opinion.
Sure.
And I think that that should be noted for Jordan Love in this contest. But I point to the kicker just being the guy ready to go today. And
I like it.
That's where I would go for my MVP of the game. Got a few minutes left here for the Green Bay football postgame show. Next week, the Green Bay Packers set to take on the Arizona Cardinals. That'll be a 3:25 game as well. We'll be here with the Green Bay football postgame show immediately after the game ends. The schedule gets to an interesting part here. It's Cardinals and Steelers to wrap up October here. They'll be on the road for both of those games. Their next home game is going to be against the Carolina Panthers. Yeesh. That'll be on November 2nd. Gotta November 2nd is the next home game. It's didn't they just not play at home for so long already? Because they had two road games.
Today.
Yeah, I think it was 51 days before since the last home game. I think I did the math on that the Commanders game was the last home game. Then they were on the road with the bye then as well there. So weird for sure. Going around the rest of
Arizona 2-4, by the way. Do you remember when they were 2-0?
Yeah.
And that
there's always that team.
And that entire division was over 500.
Mitch, your Patriots, they won 25-19 today. Seattle takes down the Jaguars. Seattle sneaky 4-2 right now. They're 20 and they won 20-12 over Jacksonville. The Broncos and the Jets. Can we just get rid of morning football, guys? Waking up at 8 a.m. for that.
That game was horrid.
Horrible. Yes. The Jets are a dumpster fire right now.
Of course.
And they should have way more fun. Like, Justin Fields, we saw him play. It wasn't always exciting, and he didn't always make the right play. But he had a little bit to him that made you think, oh, there's something there. And Breece Hall, same thing for New York. Braylon Allen as well, former
Justin
Badger.
Justin Fields, 9-for-17, 45 yards. Lost 55 yards on sacks, was sacked 9 times. A passing completion or a passing yardage of negative 10 yards in the game.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Unreal. Colts, 5-1, 31-27.
I guess he did run for 31, so he was plus 21.
Nice. Yeah, good day, Justin. Nice. The Chargers, they beat the Dolphins. Congrats. 2 points to the Dolphins. 29-27. Steelers take care of the Browns, 23-9. The Panthers, all of a sudden, the Panthers, 3-3, by the way.
Anybody can score.
And they just beat the Cowboys.
Right.
So, I mean, seems like the Packers should be nervous about that one all of a sudden. Rams, 17-3 over the Ravens. Gosh, just when you think all sucks, just remember you could be a Ravens fan right now who is 1-5. Similar record to the Tennessee Titans who fell to the Raiders today. I'm going to be honest. This is the one game I don't think I saw a single thing from.
The Raiders game?
Raiders,
same.
Titans.
Same.
Everything else.
Raiders,
I feel like
Titans.
I saw something. I don't think I saw a single highlight, news update, anything.
I think I walked into my buddy Brent's house. Mrs. Thunder and I were on a walk before the Packers game, and we were a block away from our house. Brent's door was open. I walked in. He had the Red Zone channel on. So I think I saw one play from that game because it was
20-10, Raiders beat the Titans,
the Raiders won.
The Buccaneers, 5-1 now. They win 30-19 over the 49ers. Mac Jones, though, casually 347 yards today.
Well, they were in catch-up mode early.
Yes, and 2 picks as well on the day. Right now, as we are watching Sunday Night Football, it is 6-3. The Kansas City Chiefs.
They miss?
They must have. Yeah, that's what I have right here, at least, is that it is 6-3 in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Extra point, no good, wide left.
Yeah.
What's up, Butker?
Not great. The Chiefs, remember, were 2.5-point favorites in that game, courtesy of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
So that missed point could turn into something.
Could mess everything up. Packers win. No one super impressed with the victory, right?
Yeah.
I think this was always, though,
win's a win.
it was always a game that you weren't going to feel more impressed by the Packers. Even if they would have went out and dominated, they were playing the Bengals with Joe Flacco, had been there for 2 days, and you knew you were already better than this team. Jake Browning, I guess. I'm just waiting for the Packers to have that day on defense. They're going to have a day where they get two or three turnovers. They're going to have five sacks in this game. It's going to happen. This team has that in them. It just hasn't come out yet. And I think a lot of people were hoping it would be against this Bengals offense. Unfortunately, not there. Jordan Love, 259 yards and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs, 93 yards, two touchdowns, had 140 all-purpose yards. Mitch Nellis, thank you so much for popping in with us today.
My pleasure. It was great. I'll be back on at 6 a.m. with Josh Albrecht. Josh and Thunder. Thunder and Josh. I don't know. Whatever it is.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. now here at the Fan.
Not every weekday, but tomorrow especially.
Woo! 2 to 7. Wisconsin Sports Daily and the Leadoff Show. Going to be live from Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound, getting you all caught up on everything. Game one, the NLCS. That's going to be tomorrow.
I can't believe nobody responded to my Cena Styles post in the YouTube page.
I don't think anyone was going to. Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Thanks,
everyone cried.
Who called in today.
I did not cry during Packers Bengals. I did cry during the Brewers game last night, though.
Have a good rest of your night. Packers, they win 3-1-1 now. Tommy Wirtz, Mitch Thunder Nellis. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Milwaukee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.